those are all the things that add to financial literacy. And the more you understand it, it gets easier and easier to make more and more money. At first, it didn't make much sense to me. But the more I stayed in it, the more it made sense to me. And that's financial literacy that gets you ahead. Another part about the E and the S side is that that's what schools prepare you for. So in other words, if you want to be a good employee, you go to school and they'll train you. If you want to be a secretary, there's schools for that. You want to be a doctor, they'll train you for that. You want an MBA, they'll train you for that. The problem with the B and the I side, it's basically street learning. In other words, most people, even with their MBA, still need to go into a business to get some street sense. And the B and the I side is predominantly, there's no answers to it. It's basically education, experience, and good judgment, good leadership skills. And those are not always taught in school, so they somehow need to be learned via practice. And that's why I always recommend to people, you know, keep your daytime job, your daytime profession, but start a part-time business so you get that practice in. It's like riding a bicycle. You know, it takes a little while. Sometimes you fall off and things like this. You don't want to quit your job and then start your business or get fired like my poor dad did and then start a business. The transition, in my experience, is too severe. So a lot of times is what causes a person to go the E and the S side versus the B side is if your primary desire is security and comfort, you generally gravitate towards the E and the S side. And that's important. That's really a choice. I'm not saying one is right or the wrong. I'm saying to thine self be true. You need to go where you think you have the best chance of success. It's not that you can't be rich on the E and the S side too, because some of the highest paid people on the E and the S side. For instance, you look at some of the movie stars, they get $20 million per movie. Well, if I thought I could make $20 million per movie, I'd be a movie star. If I thought I could quarterback a football team and make $6 million a year, I'd probably be an S. Or if I thought I could be like Jack Welch and run General Electric, I might work my way up the corporate ladder to run General Electric on the E side. But when I assessed my capabilities, like I said, my rich dad said, you're not very smart, you're not very bright, not very talented, and you're pretty lazy. So I had to come over to the B side. It was almost like a requirement because no other place would accept me. So I'm not saying one is better than the other. You just go to where you think you have the best chance of success. And as we said earlier, keep your daytime job, but maybe invest part-time or invest half-time. I have a friend of mine who's a travel agent who, because of the new laws or the new commission schedules of the airline, she's not making as much as she used to. So what she's doing now is instead of being a full-time travel agent, she's now becoming a full-time investor and a part-time travel agent. So she's reversed her roles there. So she's using her skill that she's learned to go and acquire stocks and real estate. So we all do the best we can with what we know and how our temperaments fit that. So please, to thine self be true.